Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has failed to secure Tomahawk missiles from the United States following a meeting at the White House with President Trump. The US President urged both Russia and Ukraine to make a deal. Our reporter, Bernda Busman, was at the White House.
It was a very optimistic mood inside the room during the meeting between Zelensky and Trump in the cabinet room of the White House, but it ended without any sort of firm commitment from either side. For the last several days, President Trump had kind of teased that he was mulling over providing Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine, which could alter the war in that it would allow Ukraine to strike targets very, very deep into Russia. But today, he sounded far less committed to that idea. So it was a cordial meeting, but it seems to have ended without any sort of firm indication of the way forward.
President Trump has commuted the sentence of the disgraced New York Congressman George Santos, who was convicted of fraud and identity theft. Writing on social media, Mr. Trump said the former Republican politician, who was sentenced to an 87-month jail term in April, would be released from prison immediately. A jury in New York has found that the operations of the French banking giant BNP Paribas contributed to atrocities committed during the rule of the former Sudanese president Omar al-Bashir. Jurors awarded nearly $21 million in civil damages to three Sudanese plaintiffs. Here's Mickey Bristow.
This court case relates to a period of time at the beginning of the century when there was atrocities carried out in Sudan. Now, this case in New York was brought by three people who were involved in those atrocities, and they claimed that this French bank was partially responsible for what went on in Darfur because it had helped facilitate the Sudanese government's trading with the rest of the world, and so essentially brought it money, which was then he was then able to use to fund these atrocities.
King Charles's brother Andrew says he'll stop using all his titles and honours following fresh revelations about his relationship with the US sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He'll no longer be known as the Duke of York, although he'll remain a prince. The announcement was made days ahead of the posthumous publication of the memoirs of Virginia Giuffre, who accused Prince Andrew of sexually abusing her. Her brother, Sky Roberts, gave the BBC his reaction.
This vindicates Virginia. She was a truth teller from the beginning. And this is a moment where we feel very proud for her. But we're also sad because she should be sitting here. But she's not. All the years of work that she put in is now coming to some sort of justice. And these monsters can't escape from it. The truth will find its way out.
This is the World News from the BBC. Donald Trump has said the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has offered major concessions to ease tensions with Washington. The US accuses Mr. Maduro of heading a cartel which supplies drugs to the US. It's deployed warplanes, naval vessels and guided missile destroyers in what it calls a counter-narcotics operation in the region. The Venezuelan president accuses Washington of plotting regime change. At least eight people have been killed in an alleged Pakistani airstrike in eastern Afghanistan. An Afghan Taliban official accused Pakistan of breaking a two-day ceasefire that was declared after intense fighting in the past week. Our global affairs reporter Anbarasa Natarajan has more details.
The Afghan cricket board said three of those killed in Paktika province were local cricket players who were having dinner after returning from a tournament. Residents in the area told the BBC that they had seen jets and drones launching the attacks in two districts. Security sources in Islamabad said they had conducted what it called precision strikes against Islamist militants in the border areas of Afghanistan who target Pakistani forces across the frontier.
A new study shows that a simple blood test can identify more than 50 types of cancer at an early stage when they're easier to treat. What's known as the Galeri test can detect fragments of cancerous DNA that have broken off a tumour and are circulating in the blood. The test correctly ruled out cancer in more than 99% of those who tested negative. The European Copernicus Climate Service has recorded the highest temperatures in the North Pacific summer season since records began. Sea surface temperatures between July and September were more than 0.25 Celsius above the previous high of 2022 across a vast region sometimes known as the warm blob from Japan to the west coast of North America. BBC News.